Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ding!
It's Sextastic Tuesday on Distorted View.
Are you ready for this? Oh, man, are we getting ready to blow your mind? Who's your daddy? That's it right there. Faster! Ah, I mean explode! Excuse me. You better get on that! Golly! Holy cow. We're giving it to you! You got one more minute. Oh, you know it, buddy. Faster, faster. Oh, yeah. Holy cow. I'm going to give you about 1 minute. I can't do this all night. We're losing money. But we're making a lot of friends. Faster. Oh, man. Oh. It's the mother load, baby.
It's Tuesday, March 18th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, masturbating 15,000 feet in the air in coach. Ooh, cozy. Plus, a vegan's nightmare and fucking a lamppost. All of this, plus a classique edition of Sextastic Tuesday on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. Have a great show for you today. It's kind of like we're starting off the week because for you non-paying members, we did a best of show yesterday. Sideshow members got a brand new episode, though. It was posted around like 1 in the afternoon. So if you're a Sideshow member and you haven't checked that out, do so. Very, very funny show. A lot of great audio. One of my favorite pieces of audio that we've played in a long, long time. Like I said, for some reason, in a lot of ways, it reminds me of the homeless guy audio, except with a drag queen. But anyways, it's got a great show for you today. You know, for some reason, a lot of people have been mentioning this this old Sextastic Tuesday story we read a while ago about John Adams. And so I thought we'd play that one for you now for some of you new listeners who may have not heard it and some of you old listeners who want to relive the magic that was that Sextastic Tuesday. Why don't we go ahead and get into it right now? For those of you who don't know the bit, basically I just read you a sex story. That's it. But this being Distorted View, they're not normal sex stories, all right? They're weird. In many cases, they're disgusting. This is just one of those really weird Sextastic Tuesday stories. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you a Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic Mayonnaise.
All right, let's start the story. I hope you're all lubed up, because things are about to get hot. John Adams, founding father of the United States. And I have to guess there are no other sex stories in the universe that start like that. Yes, John Adams, founding father of the United States and time-traveling politician and supervillain. Oh, this story's going to be good. Languished in lonely agony in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol building, raising one hand that was enveloped in delicate frilly lace cuffs up to his forehead, a forehead that bore the fine lines of a many lifetimes of public service and evil plotting, he sighed. The pain in my soul is unknown to all of mankind. My fate is truly, as a greater man than I once said, crap. Wow, that's a pretty good John Adams impression, right? That's not true, a voice said, ringing out in the dim light of the after-hours Capitol corridors. Adams started spinning around to find a shadowy figure emerging from within the main legislative chamber. The shock of realizing that he was not, in fact, alone nearly felled the second president of the United States where he stood. Who are you? He gasped. He gasped. I really feel like I'm doing a drama here. He had never been interrupted wallowing in a bottomless pit of self-pity before. The figure rolled out into the ambient light. The dim glow revealed a dignified bald man in an expensive designer suit, perched regally in a polished silver wheelchair, like a crippled monarch of old. Who the fuck wrote this story? It's like no other sex story I've ever read before. This sounds like it's been written by a 70-year-old college professor. I am Charles Xavier, and I understand your pain. Yes, my friends. You are witnessing a porno story featuring John Adams, President of the United States and X-Men leader Charles Xavier. Stupid. Adam's eyes widened in shock. "That's not true," he cried. "That's impossible. Who was this man who held such mysterious power over him, whose eyes seemed to bore into his very soul?" "You have nothing to fear from me," Xavier said, as though he were reading the very thoughts of the temporal voyager in front of him. "I may act as an ambassador of good, but that is certainly not to say that I don't fully empathize with those who live outside the law. I understand that not all of us can be totally upstanding citizens such as myself. In fact..." Xavier was massaging the control stick on the handle of his chair, back and forth, slowly, like a joystick of Nintendo, causing the chair itself to move forward and back repeatedly. Xavier's knees were bumping gently into Adam's own, threatening to throw his balance if he so much as stepped away from the wall. "In fact," he said, "I've always found a certain lawlessness quite appealing." In the dimness of the room, Adams couldn't be quite positive, but he thought that he could make out Xavier's tongue darting out of his mouth and wetting his lips. The sexy... He felt his toes begin to curl as a golden shot of electricity shot through his body, and he realized how hungry he had become for physical contact during his long years spent traveling time. Suddenly, Adams felt something take hold in his mind, a force so powerful he had not felt its like since he had the inspiration to pass the Alien and Sedition Acts. "What are you doing to my brain, man?" he asked, his voice husky and choked. A small smile flitted across Xavier's lips. "Don't be such a prude," he said, his voice containing an underlying layer of mischievousness. Adams could feel himself being compelled forward, seemingly of his own volition, seemingly through a force entirely other. Jesus Christ, this is like sci-fi porn for people with IQs of like 200. "This is rape!" Adams cried. "You're raping my mind, man!" Okay, now it's getting good. "No, Mr. President," Xavier told him in a throaty voice. "I could tell if I was raping you, and right now I can tell that you want this. You want me badly." At that, Adams was vaguely aware of his knees buckling under him, his body betraying his mind. He managed to throw himself forward, and Xavier caught him in surprisingly strong, gentle arms. He buried his face in Xavier's neck, breathing in the musky scent of some sort of expensive French cologne, and shuddered in ecstasy. All right, let's take bets. Who do you think is going to be the bottom? You've got John Adams, former president of the United States, founding father. He could very well be the bottom, because right now, he's seeming a little needy. And, you know, he wears those powdered wigs and shit. That has gay written all over it. But then, on the other hand, we have Charles Xavier, wearing French cologne, always talking so proper. And, quite frankly, he might not even be able to get his dick up. I mean, he is paralyzed, you know, from, like, the waist down, right? Let's see what happens. "I've been waiting for this moment for so long," he moaned. Yeah, he's the bottom. He spent so many decades surrounded by people, by groveling minions and syphilitic mistresses. He hadn't even realized until this moment how much he wanted, nay, how much he needed this. The touch of someone who wanted him for more than his power. The touch of someone who understood his torment. The touch of a cripple with a raging boner. As he awoke from his pensive reflections, Adams realized that he was straddling Xavier's lap, and Xavier was unzipping his own pants to reveal his throbbing telepathic member. This is ridiculous. Yes, Adams gasped as he stared down at Xavier's 10 inches of pulsing man-meat, and suddenly he had absolutely no confidence in his intestines' ability to handle such magnitudes of stiff, velvety, soft flesh. Ew. "Don't worry," Xavier said. "I'm going to send you to the moon, but I'm sure that you'll survive this rocket ride." Wow. Professor X is a smooth talker. And with that, Xavier roughly grabbed hold of the waist of Adam's pants with both hands and yanked them in both directions. Adams could feel his trousers splitting down the middle. And as they did, his own painfully taut erection sprang to life, gleeful at finally being free of its former textile prison. Stupid. Adams felt himself emboldened and smirked at Xavier. I never wear underwear. I bet you weren't expecting that.
Actually, I was, Xavier said, grabbing hold of the tender flesh of Adam's firm, round buttocks and jamming his enormous length into the former president's tight ring of muscle without lube, without prophylactic, without warning.
Adams cried out in joyous pain, feeling like he was being ripped in half by a blade of pure, unadulterated pleasure. Xavier began thrusting, in and out, faster and faster, like an elephant shoving his trunk into a barrel of peanuts. With each thrust, Adams could feel the chafing and burning of his anus growing along with the mounting pleasure that was seeping from his ass to his groin like the sweetest nectar of the gods.
I'm not entirely sure what I just read. However, I don't want to go over it again. We'll just move right along.
And then, all of a sudden, Adams stopped moving. He tried to rock forward again, but he was shocked to find that Xavier's erection had apparently become lodged in his rectum.
Don't be surprised, Xavier told him. This happens all the time.
This is the price we pay for having large reproductive organs capable of bestowing unheard of pleasure upon all of those who have the rare pleasure of encountering it. Who's we? Adams asked huskily. Mutants?
No, Xavier replied. Sexy motherfuckers.
With that, he snaked his hand down between their entwined bodies and cupped Adam's weeping length in his palm. Adam's heated joystick became the pestle to his hand's mortar. He squeezed, and all at once Adams exploded with exuberant release. In turn, his butt clenched, and the sudden added pleasure caused Xavier to fire his clip of burning white mayonnaise into Adams' ass. Finally relieved of its load, Xavier's dick dislodged from where it had been stuck, and he was able to push the panting, spent Adams out of his lap and harshly onto the floor of the Capitol Rotunda, like so much moldy chicken salad being relegated to the garbage heap.
Thanks, Xavier said flatly. You weren't half bad.
He zipped up his pants casually and rolled towards the front of the door. As Adams lay there on the floor, the two halves of his ravaged pants bunching halfway down his legs, his battered rectum seeping pungent Santorum all over the floor, he felt more abused than he had ever in the eras he had visited. But on the other hand, he also felt more fulfilled, more complete, than he could recall feeling than ever before. And he lay panting on his back, utterly spent in pain, and thought about Xavier and how the front door of this building was violently non-handicap accessible.
The end.
That was like weird, creepy intellectual porn featuring ex-presidents and superheroes. I don't know how I feel about that.
All right, there you go. Ex-president and X-Men porn. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effective news right now.
Just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month, or you can pay $50 for the whole year. It's like getting 2 months free. Anyways, you get full access to the archives. It's every single episode of the Distorted View podcast, plus exclusive shows, extended programs, video casts, and so much more. This past Sunday, we posted a stupid video that I found online. Monday, we did an exclusive show just for you Sideshow Freaks, and today we've got an extended program for you, so it's a great time to sign up. Again, it's only $5 a month. If you like the show, please consider supporting it. I feel like this is a PBS pledge drive. SuperFreakSideshow.com. I'm sorry, we're all out of tote bags. Great programming like this doesn't come cheap. All right, first story we have for you today. A 21-year-old Harris County, Pennsylvania woman filed a $200,000 lawsuit against American Airlines. Why, you ask? Because some dude jizzed in her hair. That's what I call tainted love. Dun, 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 dun. All right, enough of that. Yes, he sprayed his tainted love all over this bitch's face. The $200,000 lawsuit against American Airlines alleges employees on a flight to Los Angeles from Dallas-Fort Worth failed to protect her while she slept from another passenger who masturbated and ejaculated in her hair. The Harris County woman alleges employees knew of the risks associated with failing to, quote, police the passengers to ensure that passengers do not hurt one another. That lawsuit actually sounds pretty flimsy, because, really, you got a guy jerking off. How are you supposed to know that's going to happen? And furthermore, what the hell are flight attendants going to do? If a guy starts jerking off and some flight attendant tries to stop him, it's probably just going to turn him on more.
Yeah, you want to wrestle?
feed me pretzels while I jerk off and play with your tits. That's always been a fantasy of mine. Airline officials did not return calls seeking comment. In a statement to a Houston television station last year, a spokesman said the company regretted the incident, but the flight crew took appropriate action. If you consider fetching him a cum rag, appropriate action. A nice warm cum towelette. According to the lawsuit, the woman slept most of the flight, but awoke about 20 minutes before the landing, when the pilot announced the plane was on descent into Los Angeles. When the woman opened her eyes, she saw that an unknown man had moved into the seat next to her and was staring at her as she masturbated. The woman... Good morning, honey. The woman turned toward the window in embarrassment and in an act of nervousness began to run her fingers through her hair, where she noticed a substantial amount of extremely sticky substance in her hair. The woman began to cry and tried to get the attention of a flight attendant, but was unsuccessful. Finally, a passenger in the row in front of the woman comforted her and verified the semen in her hair, doing some quick analysis. When the plane landed, she did a quick taste test on that one. The suit alleges that during the investigation, American Airlines employees told police they witnessed the man move from his assigned seat into the row where the woman was sleeping. The woman is seeking punitive damages and a jury trial. So there you go. Second story we have for you today, I believe this comes from England. A 32-year-old man has been arrested in Wiltshire for allegedly simulating a sex act with a lamppost. Didn't we read a story last week about a guy banging a vacuum cleaner? Now a guy is caught with a lamppost. At least with a vacuum cleaner, you could get something out of it, a little suction act. What are you going to get with a lamppost? Nothing. They're so cold. They're not a very giving partner. All right, so a guy's grinding up against a lamppost. The incident is the latest in a spat of bizarre sex crimes involving inanimate objects. What the hell's going on in England? Some dude was having sex with a bicycle, then another one was fucking the pavement. Vacuum cleaner, lamppost. I mean, I've seen some of the women in England, so I guess I can't really blame these guys. A police spokesman said officers were called to a road in the town of Westbury on February 16th after they received a report of a man acting indecently outside a block of flats, quote, occupied by several young women. When they arrived, they arrested him on suspicion of outraging public decency. The man was released on bail, but following an investigation into the incident and several interviews with the witness, including children, he was recalled for questioning. Yes, he did it in front of kids. He has since been released pending further inquiries. All right, I say if his pants were down and he was actually rubbing his cock on the lamppost, then he should get in trouble. If he's just grinding with his clothes on, like dry humping the lamppost, come on, let him be. The Wiltshire police spokesman said, "We are awaiting a decision as to whether there should be a prosecution." The incident echoes a similar case last week when a Polish contractor was caught on his knees with a vacuum cleaner in a hospital staff canteen. A security guard walked in on the man in the middle of a compromising act with the Henry Hoover appliance. He later claimed he was cleaning his underpants and he has now been fired. Yes, I remember that. Final story we have for you today. This is a great one. Look, if you want to be vegetarian, if you don't want to eat meat, if you want to be vegan or whatever, that's fine. My problem is, like most vegetarians or vegans, are self-righteous, bitchy, angry hippies. So I'm glad this bitch got what she deserved. Feeling hair in her mouth... probably from your fucking armpits. Yes, feeling hair in her mouth, a 16-year-old vegan from Partell or something, I guess that's in Sweden, looked down to discover a mouse cadaver in her bag of tortilla chips. Ah, that's rich. It was terrible. I went through the roof when I heard what happened, said Thomas Saul Strom, the girl's grandfather. He arrived at his daughter's house shortly after his granddaughter realized a mummified mouse was nestled among the chips. Quote, they were just sitting eating chips like you would on any normal Saturday night, and then this happened, he told the newspaper. She didn't actually eat the mouse, but did get some of the hair in her mouth. The chips were purchased over there in Sweden at a local ICA Maxi grocery store, part of the same grocery chain plagued by a spat of recent food safety scandals. The chips, a type of natural corn chips, are manufactured under the ICA brand name. Sahlström has already been in touch with ICA as well as food safety inspectors who are currently examining the carcass and trying to determine how it ended up in the bag. Quote, they gave us $165, sent us flowers, and offered to pay for some psychological help. Frankly, I'm not impressed, he said. Of course. The teenage vegan has been severely traumatized by the event. She now pours all her food into bowls before eating it. Okay, maybe I don't, like, when I'm eating chips, maybe, I mean, I look at most of my chips before I put them in my mouth. Don't you? Like, just glance at them or whatever? I think I would know if it was a fucking mouse. And even if I didn't look down, I could sure as hell feel the difference between a tortilla chip and a mummified mouse. What a stupid twat. Yeah, she's been severely traumatized. As of Friday, nearly 2 weeks after the event, the girl was admitted to hospital with a high fever and sores in her mouth. Wow. The doctors aren't sure if it's related to the mouse incident, but she's not doing well at all, said Sahlstrom. So there you go. Crunchy mice. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Time to check in with my freaky deaky, see what they've been up to this past weekend.
Just saw that Jitterbug cell phone commercial again.
Oh, the
now
Jitterbug.
I noticed that one of the old ladies on there trying to talk about how awesome this stupid phone is was that chick from the Jeffersons or 227 or something. Anyway. Bye.
Isabel Sanford, is that who you're talking about? I can't believe the Jitterbug to me exemplifies, I guess, everything I hate about old people. Like, they can't, the buttons of normal cell phones are too small, they can't see it because they have poor eyesight, plus they don't understand technology. So the Jitterbug, literally, I think there's two models. One doesn't even have any numbers at all, there's no keypad at all. Because old people, I guess, can't figure this shit out. And here's the thing. A cell phone is really just like a normal phone, almost. But it's more portable, right? The numbers are in the same exact position as they are on your fucking home phone. It's the same technology we've been using for, what, 30 or 40 years? And before that, it was rotary. So now, because this phone does not have any numbers whatsoever, how are old people going to call anyone? Well, when the old farts call to order the Jitterbug, right, the customer service representative asks them, you know, the name and phone numbers of everyone, and they pre-program their fucking phone for them. It's total cheating. I mean, you would expect that with, like, a retard-based phone, right? If you wanted your little tard child to have a phone, obviously they're not going to know how to, you know, they're not going to remember your phone number or shit like that. You pre-program it for them. Not old people. God damn it. It pisses me off.
Hey, Tim, this is Ty from Florida.
Hi, Ty.
Upstate.
Got me all riled up.
This is a message, actually, for Wondershe. If you're still a listener, come back. We miss you. I'm sure Tim, you know, wants in your vagina as much
yes.
as I do.
Let me just tell you, I don't remember, I don't know if I mentioned this on the show, but Wondershe did IM me semi-recently, like it was in the last, like, 2 months or something. She's still alive. She's still alive. she's just been really busy, and I think she's starting to listen to the show again, and I've been telling her to voicemail, and I think you guys would get a kick out of that. So hopefully, Wondershe, when she gets a little bit of time, will call the voicemail line. A little murky on the voicemail line. Okay, thank you very much.
Tim, thank you. You revived your Sexastic Tuesday. I'm sure you've been told this a number of times already in other voicemails. But it didn't get me off, didn't really gross me out, just made me laugh. So thanks for the handful.
Well, you know, a lot of people like Sextastic Tuesday. Some people don't like it. We've been doing Sextastic Tuesday for a while again now. Where have you been, sir?
Hey, Tim, this is Hunter Alexander, and
wait, I love the crack. His voice cracked at the very beginning.
Hey, Tim, this is Hunter Alexander, and I have a bizarre sex term for you.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not going to play that for you, sir.
Actually, just a
ma'am, whatever.
On one I heard on your show a while back. It was the chocolate necktie where you have sex with a girl from behind and then you rub your dick on her tit to make a necktie.
Yes, the chocolate necktie.
Well, I was thinking, why not fuck her in the ass really hard and then, you know, have blood on the dick too, and then cum on her chest, so that you have brown and red and white and have Neapolitan necktie as well.
That's a good idea. You should have did it without the voice, though, because that's actually a good sex term.
Hey, Timmy, it's Frank. Hopefully you play this on the show so I know that you actually played it. I'll try to keep it short and sweet, but your show is great, and I want to help you improve it. I'm not trying to take it over or nothing. I just want to help you improve it. Like, here's some ideas. One, for the stupid listeners that go, I'm an underage listener, here's an idea. Stop fucking saying that you're underage, because you goddamn know well that you're not supposed to listen to the podcast until you're 18 years old. Or
the less I know, the better.
Or something. You know what I mean?
The less incriminating.
And here's another idea. Here's a segment that I call for you called The Freaks Against the Stupid People, where you set out something where people give phone numbers to people that pissed off, fucked over, so and then the freaks call them and give them a good beating or so. You know, like stupid 100 hours in or shit hole.
Yeah, I mean, I think the freaks kind of do that a little bit in the message board. I've seen a couple instances where the guy was like, you need to call, that, like, telling the other listeners, you need to call this person and give them hell.
I'll send them more ideas your way.
I mean, if you want to tape it and then send it to me, I'd love to play those on the show.
But I got to send them through this, because it's the only way you'll actually be able to hear them, right? Later.
Right. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for all of the voicemails. Keep them coming. Love to hear from you guys. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is he no God? Grandma got killed. She was talking on her jitterbug, not paying attention, driving her hover around.
Now I'm free to see the world.
Vote for us a podcast alley, subscribe via iTunes, dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Big Wednesday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Special operators can assist you 24 hours a day.
Hello, Mrs. Kelly. May I place a call for you?
Shut your goddamn ass up!